I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. One of the things that I know is true as we meditate is we have the ability to determine the difference between God's will and my life. Now, let me state that again, the difference between God's will and my life. I believe with every certainty in me that the who always comes before the what. What is God's will for my life? Well, it's possible because we don't focus on the right thing and we're focusing on the wrong thing or maybe the wrong order. Maybe we need to spend a little time in meditation to hear from the Lord. I say that because I think we need to occasionally take a look in the mirror and ask the question, is my emphasis on God's will or is my emphasis on my life? You see, before we can reliably know and understand God's will, then we must know God Himself. Any discussion of God's will has to begin with God, not our understanding. That's where we've gotten so confused. Instead of beginning the subject with Him, we begin it with us. You see, clarity, friend, comes when who He is becomes elevated over what we are to do. And in the matter of finding and discovering God's will, the who of Him always precedes the what for us. God is not needing you and I to be more knowledgeable. He is needing us to become more faithful, more obedient, to lean into His will and to lean into His way. This is the way of God. In Exodus chapter 3, in verse 8, it says, "So I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and lead them out of Egypt into their own fertile and spacious land. It is a land flowing with milk and honey, the land where the Canaanites and Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Havites, and Jebusites now live. Look, the cry of the people of Israel has reached me, and I have seen how harshly the Egyptians abuse them." And listen to what he has to say to Moses. "Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people out of Egypt." The order is always God first. So as we enter into today's time of meditation in this 5-day journey through God's will, I want to invite you to take a few deep breaths and separate the world from this moment of stillness and quietude as ye listen for the voice of God. Let's breathe. You ready? Let's draw another one in. With every breath, we just kind of take our heartbeat down a little bit and we settle our soul and our mind. Just like in power routines, tell the Lord a few things you're grateful for right now. Just two things. Lord, today I'm grateful for. And then tell the Lord how good He is. Lord, You are. And now bring your desire to be able to walk in His will and to trust Him, to know Him better, so that you might hear His voice clearer and simpler. Now bring that one thing that has just been gnawing at you and you're trying to wrestle with it, determine what is the will of God in your life with this, and just ask God to breathe great clarity. Just breathe that clarity into your life and your soul as we meditate in just a moment. And so now I want to invite you into a few moments of nothing but quietude and solitude, listening for the voice of God. You might be feeling His promptings. You might be getting a nudge. You might have this sense that you know that within your being, your soul is stirred up, and I invite you to not question it, but just listen to it and know that God will never contradict His word, and what He does will always be for your good and will always result in His glory. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in a few moments. I'm so glad that you took a few minutes to listen to the voice of the Lord. And as you have, I trust that you've heard God as He's directed you in your time of meditation. Thanks so much for joining me. It means the world. Each day when I record these, I record them based on what I'm doing in my own time of personal meditation. And I'm grateful that you've come along for this journey with me. Please share these on your social media. Laura, tell everybody about what to do as we wrap up today. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.